Hi, I'm Mackenzie Driscoll, and I'm currently studying the classics with a special interest in feminism and the ancient world and how it relates to modern times.
And I'm Gunnar Grab, and over the past semester I've been studying Lucretia, and I'm interested to talk about how her story is still relevant in today's culture.
And I'm Allie Brinson, an education major and psychology minor here at Birmingham Southern. I'm excited to talk to my colleagues here and listeners about Lucretia and its connection to modern-day rape and suicide. Today, our podcast title will be A Terrible Dilemma, Suicide as an Escape from Sexual Violence for Livy's Lucretia and Syrian War Victims.
The concept of sexual violence is nothing new, as presented in the ancient story of the rape of Lucretia, but since this point in history, sexual violence is still taking place. Even in more civilized countries such as the United States, the most recent numbers in 2002 show that there was 247,730 sexual assaults. Approximately 87,000 were victims of completed rape. And more recently than even that, numbers show that in 2016, 95,000 rapes were reported, and of those victims, about 33% of them had suicidal thoughts, and about 13% of these rape victims had attempted suicide.
So is there a specific case that is reminiscent of Lucretia?
Yes. In specific, we will be focusing on the rape of Syrian war victims. The parallels between these two events are eerily similar in that they both show a blatant disregard for the lives of women, stripping their humanity, leaving the option of death more desirable than living their lives with the threat of rape being constantly present.
How would you say the two stories are connected?
The idea of death being preferred over rape and the power of this is perfectly exemplified in the story of Lucretia. According to the classical Roman historian Livy, in Roman tradition, the suicide of one noble woman triggered the rebellion which led to the fall of the Roman monarchy and change from a kingdom to a republic.
So, after all that, what happens next? Is that it?
No, the story of this noble woman's suicide is much more than that. Her name is Lucretia, and her story brings insight to the importance of honor and pride to a woman, and of the violence that was so lightheartedly given out to women during this time.
Tarquinius Collatinus Tarquin and other various men were drinking and talking about what their wives were doing while they were away at war. Every man wagered that his wife was home spinning fabric. The men decided to ride to the houses and see for themselves what their wives were doing. All the wives were drinking and getting ready for a night of partying, with the exception of Lucretia. She was at home spinning fabric, just as Collatinus said. This was apparently an attractive quality in women, and Tarquin became jealous. Later, Tarquin went back to the house of Collatinus. He snuck past the sleeping slaves and into Lucretia's bed. Upon her awakening, Lucretia refuses to allow him to touch her, threatening to kill herself before ever dishonoring herself.
So, why did she eventually give in?
Tarquin proceeds to give Lucretia an ultimatum. She could accept his sexual demands, or he would rape her anyway and then murder her and a male slave, then stage their bodies in a way to make it appear that he had caught her in an affair with her slave, thus bringing shame to her family. Lucretia accepts his demands and allows him to lie with her. The following day, Lucretia dresses all in black, a symbol of death, and makes the trek to her father's home in Rome. Upon arriving, she is hysterical and explains everything to him. She demands there be witnesses to her confession, and once she finishes her story, she begs forgiveness and for them to seek vengeance. Finally, she draws a dagger and stabs herself in the heart, dying in the presence of her father and the witnesses.
So why did she commit suicide?
Lucretia's rape killed her pride and destroyed her honor. This emotional destruction was worse than death, so suicide was what she felt was her only option.
Why would she feel suicide was her only option? Can you elaborate on her emotional destruction? What does that exactly mean?
Lucretia's honor had been stripped of her. She has had sex with a man that wasn't her husband, so she could no longer be respected. Killing herself was a way of finally taking her own life back into her own hands. The last decision regarding her life was finally made by her. Now onto the modern comparison to Lucretia. Centuries later, a different war is waging in a country called Syria, a nation that was once a part of the Roman Empire. Women still fall victim to sexual violence caused by political turmoil brought about by men. These women, like Lucretia, would commit suicide to avoid rape in hopes that their actions would bring about change.
Wait, why did these women commit suicide?
Syria today is primarily Islamic, where women's virtue is held to a highly extreme standard. A woman's virtue is not only important to her, but her whole family. It's sort of a representation of honor. Due to the culture and stigma for many women, even if their virtue is lost to rape, it's still considered the woman's fault, and the family will oftentimes disown them, force them into an unwanted marriage, or even death.
So how is their situation similar to Lucretia's?
So for many women in Syria, just like Lucretia, rape would be much worse than death. Even though you'd still be alive, you would be emotionally dead, and most likely dead to those around you. Syria today is engaged in incredibly violent, bloody civil war. The city of Aleppo was being bombed in 2016 by the Syrian government due to the strong rebel influence there, killing many of innocent civilians. And in December of 2016, Syrian troops arrived with not one, but 20 women who took their fate into their own hands and tragically committed suicide. This may seem like a pretty drastic action, so I'm sure you're wondering why these women did this. Because more so than death, these women feared that rape that they knew was likely to come. And for them, suicide was their only escape.
Did any of these women leave a note as to why they thought that this was the only way out?
Actually, one of these women wrote a letter, which was found after the fact, and she opened her letter stating, "I am one of the women in Aleppo who will soon be raped in just moments." She continues in her letter saying reasons as to why she and others committed suicide. "Committing suicide not due to no reason, but because I did not want several members of the Assad regime to save or raping me, while just yesterday they were afraid to say the word Aleppo." These women, like Lucretia, committed suicide in order to save themselves from being raped. They know that in the midst of a war, their deaths will seem minuscule. She went on to suggest an awareness that her death would be turned into a kind of symbol of the Syrian conflict, but she then said and wrote that it is a hatred of and neglect for women. "It has been centuries since the rape and suicide of Lucretia, yet still today rape is an epidemic."
Today, this epidemic reaches closer to our hearts at a school just 56 miles away, where Megan Rondini, a former student of the University of Alabama, took her own life as a result of her rape. Are y'all familiar with the story? It's fairly recent.
Yes, I am. I've seen it on the news.
I'm not from Alabama. This particular story is unfamiliar, but I think I've heard stories like this.
Mackenzie, what do you know about the story?
From what I can remember, in 2015, Megan was picked up by a well-to-do businessman she only knew by the name of quote-unquote Sweet Tea. He later told authorities he offered her a ride home because he saw her leaving downtown Tuscaloosa alone. Megan said that she did not recall arriving to his mansion, but does remember that the sex was not consensual. Megan finally escaped through a second-story window where she immediately went to the hospital for an exam.
So that seems like a solid story on her part, especially since she went straight to the hospital after. When did the investigation start, and when was this Sweet Tea charged?
Sweet Tea, or TJ Bunn Jr., has never been charged. That's the thing, Gunner. Much like Lucretia, Megan was dealing with a very influential man. TJ claimed the sex was consensual, and according to Alabama's rape law, a victim must show proof of having fought back, which Megan did not do, or more so, wasn't able to do because she was unconscious.
So what did this TJ Bunn Jr. have to say about the allegations, if he walked away without charges?
During his interrogation, he claims that he thought it was quote-unquote improper to say anything further about a young woman who was clearly troubled.
Oh wow, that makes my skin crawl. So he's basically implying that this girl who was doing a good deed for by picking her up on the side of the street has just turned against him and made up this story to slander his name?
Yeah, that's essentially sounds what he's trying to say, even making her sound like a criminal.
Makes her sound like a criminal so much so that he even had the audacity to file charges against her for crimes she didn't even know that she was committing, like trespassing and theft. And the theft was for clothes that she wore from his home when she couldn't find her own. Basically, after all this, Megan left the University of Alabama after being diagnosed with post-traumatic stress disorder.
That sounds so similar to Lucretia's story when Tarquin threatened to stage a false affair between Lucretia and a slave in order to slander her family name.
The similarity continues. In February 2016, 6 months after her rape, Megan texted her friend saying, "When all is said and done, I wonder what I could have accomplished if one man didn't completely rip everything away from me." 2 days later, she hanged herself.
I'm Mackenzie Driscoll.
I'm Gunnar Grab.
And I'm Allie Brinson. Thank you for listening to our podcast. We hope you enjoyed.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.